tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today here on this hump day Wednesday, March 26, 2025. You guys just heard the commercial. We run it all the time. The Mike Lindell speaking about the promo code to get the biggest discount possible and free shipping on orders using the promo code Trucker Randy. Well, just text me MP for my pillow, and I'll send you the screenshot. The little photo I have there is Donald Trump with a little patch medical bandage on his right ear with the My Pillow logo on it. It's kind of a cute picture. But all you have to do is go to their website, mypillow.com, shop away. Vicky and I have every single good top of the line products that they offer. We've bought everything. We've got a mattress topper on a granddaughter's bed upstairs in the guest bedroom. I didn't want to spend the money to buy a new mattress, so I got a topper for it. Absolutely firmed it up. Cools you when you sleep on it. Nice foam contours to your body. Got it for that queen size bed. I believe it was like $200 and gave us a brand new bed. Love the towels. Absolutely the most absorbent, huge, fluffy, thick bath towels on the planet. Love the washcloths, the hand towels that come with them, the slippers, and then, of course, the sheets and the new MyPillow 2.0. If you've got an old MyPillow, I'm sorry. Use it as a headboard blocker. Get a new MyPillow 2.0. We sleep on them every single night. We love them. You guys can get the biggest discounts and free shipping by going to MyPillow.com. Put in the promo code TRUCKERRANDY at checkout, and you'll see how much you're saving. Or if you want to do it with a phone call, there's an 800 number operator standing by that already has the Trucker Randy promo code in it. Dial 800-654-9659. Again, 800-654-9659. The Trucker Randy promo code will already be in the operator's computer. She'll tell you how much the retail price was compared to your savings. 40, 50, 60, 70% off some of the items and free shipping. Highly, highly, highly recommend these. And also a little side note, you just heard Patrick Kobach on the line with us for that last half hour. Mike Lindell hired Patrick Kobach to give him the information to take to his Oval Office meeting with President Donald Trump. A couple of weeks ago, Mike Lindell came out of the Oval Office, gave a press statement to the reporters. A lot of the information that he physically, literally put in Donald Trump's hands, Patrick Kobach put together for Mike Lindell to give to President Trump. Patrick believes, I believe, that this executive order that Donald Trump signed yesterday came as a result of the evidence, the information, the research, the background, everything that Patrick Kobach worked on for months while working for Mike Lindell, who paid Patrick to do the work, was put into that information that created this executive order signed by President Trump yesterday. So if you want some savings on some great products and help support Mike Lindell's company, MyPillow, who's paying Patrick Kobach to do the work as part of this election integrity information, executive orders, laws, things that we're working on. We need to support MyPillow.com, get some great products, money-back guarantee. Any of the products you get, you don't like the slippers, you don't like the towels, you don't like the pillows, whatever, call them up and they'll refund your money. Great company. Absolutely support every product we use every single day here in our house, and would love for you guys to do the same. Again, text me MP for my pillow, and I'll send you the screenshot. One of the things that I've been looking at, and I don't understand exactly how the governor is able to take off and fly to Ireland. Take people to Ireland as a part of her economic development plan. But that's what she's doing. That's what she's doing. She's not even in the state of Michigan right now. Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist is acting governor. Let's see what he does while he has the power of the pen in his hand. But one of the things that we're looking at, is this something that really we want to spend money on? Our governor traveling outside of Michigan, outside of the country? Is this really something she should be doing? Well, here's the reason why. Michigan has a declining population under her reign of governor for the last 6.5 years. Not quite, but we're getting there. Governor Gretchen Whitmer announced she would be in the United Kingdom and Ireland this week to talk with businesses and political leaders about trade, tourism, and partnerships. Whitmer's entourage includes Michigan Economic Development Corporation, there it is, the MEDC, the CEO Quentin Messer Jr., along with the Michigan Department of Agriculture Director Tim Boring, and Department of Natural Resources Director Scott Bowen. Governor Gretchen Whitmer said, quote, Michigan has long enjoyed strong economic and cultural ties with Great Britain, the United Kingdom, and Ireland. And this mission presents an opportunity to build on that foundation. Whitmer said she and the directors will visit the Glen Dimplex Thermal Solutions Company, Perrigo, and Glanbia, and hold roundtables, which will be hosted by and with representatives of Midlands Aerospace Alliance, Enterprise Ireland, as well as the American Chamber of Commerce. The American Chamber of Commerce recently released a study regarding the amount of foreign direct investment in the first quarter of 2025. Whitmer stated that from 2019, the United Kingdom made more than $2.5 billion in capital investments in Michigan. And Ireland made $101 million. Whitmer and her team would also meet with newly elected government officials in both countries. Both Boring and Bowen express gratitude for being part of the governor's delegation. I'd like to know how much this trip's cost us, the taxpayers of the state of Michigan. I can FOIA it, but they don't have to answer. She's the governor. FOIA requests do not pertain to the governor. Well, it's kind of interesting because the trip, according to Bowen, will give us a chance to learn about natural resource management in other parts of the world and discuss business connections that can benefit everyone. I want to make sure our international partners know that Michigan's amazing outdoor recreation opportunities and the revival of our iconic destinations anywhere in the globe. Well, one of our state representatives, Cam Cavett of Sheboygan, called the trip a vacation for both Bowen and Whitmer. He used the trip to make the claim that the DNR really didn't need an increase to their hunting and fishing licenses. Cavett said he'd be willing to have a debate about the funding if the DNR director's vacation budget has been zeroed out. State Representative Cavett went on to say, if the situation is so bad, I'd hope he'd be publicly confirmed that he won't charge the taxpayers for taking this vacation overseas. Director Bowen should be focused on getting more people to stamp their deer tags, not stamping his own passport, said Cavett. One of the areas being discussed on the trip was expected tourism. Well, another state representative, Ken Borden from the Gaylord area, with the state Senate on spring break, also said Whitmer and her crew must be following the trend. I guess college kids spring break to Florida and senior government officials take a spring break to Europe. I don't care what the politically correct name for this wasted trip is. There's nothing more than a taxpayer-funded spring break vacation for the governor and her senior department officials. I agree with both of them. What the heck does the DNR director need to be doing in Great Britain and Ireland? Additionally, Borden brought up the hunting and fishing licenses increase and said we should be working on budget negotiations first. The governor wants to raise taxes on businesses, and other department heads are falling right in line with those plans, just like they're probably line dancing in some Irish bar with her, the governor, right now, said Borden. I love it. Line dancing in an Irish bar? I thought that was only country western bars. Do they do that in Ireland? Line dancing? I don't know. That's funny. I don't care who you are. That's funny. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Are you one of the many people that have always wanted to give to your favorite charity or non-for-profit such as your church, school, or local community, but believe that it's way out of your budget, a goal that you've always wanted to fulfill? Let me show you some strategies that would benefit you and your favorite charity. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithin, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithin of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithin in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the Gun Doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithin is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the Gun Doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment, a couple of text messages relative to this story I just read. This is creepy. Gretchen is on vacation with two male directors using our taxpayer dollars for her fun time. Actually, there's three of them. Quentin Messer Jr., director of the MEDC, the DNR? Are you kidding me? And this other idiot. I agree. I want to know how much did this trip cost us, the taxpayers of the state of Michigan? Well, another short story I want to get into real quick that validates my statement earlier asking you to contact your local clerk and asking them point blank, at the township level, you can do this at the county level as well. What are you doing to clean up the qualified voter files this year in 2025? Well, the RNC, the Republican National Committee, yesterday launched one of its largest ever records requests related to state voter files by sending public records requests to the chief election officers of 48 states, as well as the city of Washington, D.C., seeking documents on how they are maintaining our qualified voter registration list. What basis do they have to do this? Under the National Voter Registration Act, that's federal law, state public records laws, states have to retain and provide records to the public on how they are maintaining accurate lists of their registered voters. The RNC wants to know if states are taking steps to remove ineligible individuals from their voter files, including deceased people, criminals, out-of-state movers, and non-citizens. RNC Chairman Michael Whately said, quote, "The RNC is once again taking action to make our elections more secure. Voters have a right to know that their states are properly maintaining voter rolls and quickly acting to clean them up by removing ineligible voters. If states unlawfully block our requests, or we discover that states have failed to accurately maintain their qualified voter files, the RNC stands ready to act." The RNC's records requests are part of a comprehensive election integrity program in this year, 2025, prior to and before next year's 2026 election. The RNC is working to increase transparency in elections and stands ready to ensure transparency if the states do not comply. The RNC did not send letters to North Dakota or Maryland. Why? Because they do not have a formal voter registration process. And that's interesting. So that's why it was only 48 states and not 50. Very, very, very interesting. Well, folks, we're definitely crunch time. The last 5 days of March is here, and we're down below 100. We have 93 rear window stickers left to get on vehicles here in our listening area of 97.7 FM WCHY Sheboygan. If you don't have a rear window sticker on your vehicle for the radio station just yet, we need you to text me your first and last name, mailing address, and how many vehicles you pledge that you can get these stickers on for us. We need to get rid of these last 93. We need your help. Now, I also have some Doge stickers that I'll include if you text me today. This is for today only, March 26. I'll send you a free window sticker for the radio station and a Doge sticker. And you can show your support of the radio station as well as the fact that you support Elon Musk and the Department of Government Efficiency, both in Washington as well as our state and our counties. We need to do this, people. We absolutely need to do this. So, again, text me. First and last name, mailing address. I don't care if it's your home, office, business. I don't care. P.O. Box. And how many vehicles you pledge for us that you can take care of this and get them on vehicles this week. I'll be heading to the post office again today. Those other ones went out yesterday that you guys requested to me last week. I collected them all together and put them in one batch, put them in the mail. They're gone. They'll be there in the next couple of days. But if you haven't texted me yet, please do so today. You'll hear the repeat of this throughout the day on the Patriot Voice Radio Network and tomorrow morning. This will repeat tomorrow morning show from 6 to 9 a.m. before I'm back here live on the microphone. So again, please, please, please help me get rid of these last 93. I would greatly appreciate it. All you have to do is text me at 231-360-5140. Store that on your phone as Trucker Randy, and I'll mail them out to you in today's mail. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a wonderful hump day Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 2-